Top diplomats from India and Pakistan are returning home 2 days after the neighboring countries ordered their expulsions. The diplomatic dispute has further strained relations between the South Asian rivals. Pakistan's acting High Commissioner, Jaleel Abbas Jilani, left New Delhi for Islamabad 2 days after India ordered him out for allegedly funneling money to Muslim separatists in Indian Kashmir. He has strongly denied the charge. India's acting High Commissioner in Islamabad, Sudhir Vyas, has also returned to India. Pakistan ordered his expulsion hours after New Delhi told Mr. Jilani to leave. The two countries often expel each other's diplomats, but it is the first time in nearly 3 decades that such high-ranking officials have been told to leave. The diplomats returned home accompanied by 4 officials, each from their embassies, who were also expelled. After crossing the border, Indian envoy Sudhir Vyas said that relations between the two countries can only improve if Pakistan ends support to Muslim militants fighting to free Kashmir from Indian rule.
Looking for some forward movement on the ground, a reduction in infiltration, a reduction in violence, I'm sure India will respond positively.
The diplomats had to make long road journeys to return home because there is only one border crossing open between the two countries. Air links were suspended after an attack on the Indian Parliament brought the two countries close to war last year. Although the standoff has eased, relations are still deeply troubled. India refuses to open talks with its rival, and both countries continue to exchange angry rhetoric. Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee voiced more accusations against Pakistan Monday at an international conference on terrorism in the Indian capital. He said Pakistan uses double standards in dealing with terrorism.
Distinctions are sometimes drawn between different acts of terrorism. In some cases, we are told it is not really terrorism, but a freedom struggle. This is how our neighbor has been trying to justify its policy of cross-border terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir.
Both countries claim the Himalayan region of Kashmir. India says a Kashmiri separatist struggle is led by Muslim militant groups trained and supported by Pakistan. Islamabad denies this and calls the Muslim insurgency an indigenous freedom fight. India and Pakistan have fought 3 wars, 2 of them over Kashmir. Anjana Pusricha for VOA News, New Delhi.